Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is the U105 phone-in. Good morning to you. Sal is with me in the studio. Sal, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Are you involved in the Women's Health Conference?
I'm involved in Women's Health generally. In the conference, not yet, but I hope to in the very near future. It's just something that's meant to be helped for women to advocate general health within women. And, you know, that I'm always part of that with my work too.
Well, the reason that we're talking about it is a new all-island health-focused conference taking place on Friday. Dr. Carla Devlin is with me in the studio as well. Dr. Devlin, tell me all about this.
Hi, good morning, Frank, and thank you for having me on. So Body Talk Live is a one-day health conference that we have created to basically target the individual female, but also businesses as well, whether that be small business or medium or large businesses, really to take a moment, pause and reflect and prioritise on women's health throughout the workplace. So women are an essential part of the workplace, and across all businesses and sectors, you know, they're going up the ladder and they're going at different levels, and we need to support them in business, professionally and personally. So this event is really to help them prioritise and make positive changes to their own health as well as their work life as well.
So where is it and who's taking part?
So it's on Friday, the 19th of April. It's in the Crown Plaza Hotel in Belfast, and I've got internationally known, well-known medical professionals. So we have people like Dr. Patrick Campbell, consultant gynecologist. We have Dr. Jennifer Adley, consultant gastroenterologist. Dr. Gavin Devlin, specialist GP. And we have allied healthcare professionals, menopause specialists. So we're really, what I wanted to do was to have a holistic approach to women's health. So really from top to toe. So we will have mental health discussions. We will have cardiovascular. We'll have gut health. We'll have skin health, joint health, pelvic pain health. So an array of women's health, and including sensitive issues as well that can affect women in the workplace.
So the business that the woman's employed in will send members of staff to it?
That would be correct. So, as I say, we have prioritised our female individuals that they can go, but we also have spoken to a lot of different HR parts of businesses to say, look, we know that you need health and wellness strategies within your business. And certainly with our Health Minister, Robin Swan, just actually recently in February saying that he wants a 3-year action plan, we know that it's coming. And so what essentially I wanted to do was to help support businesses to be able to do that, and making sure that it's evidence-based, making sure that it's leading medical experts that is giving this information to you so that you can feel as a business knowing that you have the knowledge, support, and be able to hand it over to us at Body Talk Live.
So I presume this is a prime example of the private sector within medicine running alongside the NHS?
Well, each of the speakers that are speaking on the day are all NHS doctors. Some of them are in the private sector as well. So we very much have our feet on the ground. We know what our patients need. We know what our patients are wanting. And so when I create a Body Talk Live, it is as a cold-faced GP. I know what patients are presenting with. And I suppose, I think that is to say that to Sal, you know, we have had incredible work with regards to the menopause in the workplace. And it's an extremely important topic. And I'm delighted to see that there are strategies in place for that. But as a GP, I only know too well that people don't just present with one compartmentalised symptom or condition. And so when I created the agenda, I just wanted to make sure it was that holistic approach. So we are doing a brief overview of so many different topics. And it means then that the people in the room can see what and how it can affect people. It's very much about recognition of disease. It's very much about prevention of disease, and making sure that we implement strategies and take a home messages and have action plans from the event.
Do you not lay yourself slightly open to criticism? Because people will say, oh, here's a very busy Shankill Road doctor who's running a very posh event at a big hotel.
I think as a GP and as a doctor, you are open to criticism, but I suppose what I have is the integrity that I know that I'm a very hardworking GP. I adore my job in the Shankill Road surgery. I feel very fulfilled with that job. And I suppose as a working GP, I also know that we are at a crisis point in our NHS and we are firefighting. And so when I reflect on that as a 17 years experienced doctor, what I want to do is to see and make sure that I do everything I possibly can for prevention of disease. And I work for the British Medical Association as well, and I have said many of an NIGPC conference to the Department of Health, we need to be thinking more about prevention rather than crisis point. We need to have health education within our curriculums, within children and adolescents. We need to be going into workplaces and supporting them to be able to empower people to be motivated, to lower, you know, absenteeism, to make sure that we are not making sure that people aren't coming out of work. So I feel that my role is multidimensional. You know, I'm a crisis fighting, you know, co-face GP, but I am also thinking also into our future for our next generations to be able to say, look, we need to think about preventative medicine. So I'm very, very proud of that.
And do you worry about the state of the NHS from here over the next decade? You're a relatively young doctor. Do you see yourself when you get to retirement age still being in an NHS? Will there be an NHS to be in?
I'm not sure. I mean, certainly we always promote an NHS. We want free at the point of service. That is why we went into the NHS. I've been wanting to be a doctor since I was 10 years old. So no matter what, the healthcare professionals are working extremely hard, and we are dedicated to the profession, and we will continue to be dedicated to the profession, the profession in any way that we possibly can. But we have to think differently too. You know, we have to think of different strategies moving forward to be able, again, prevention of disease, so that we can target crisis points. At the minute, we are just firefighting at the moment.
There will be women listening to this who'll be thinking, oh gosh, where is it? When is it? You just can't turn up at the on the day, I presume.
No, well, we have got a website that they can go to, which is www.bodytalklive.co.uk, and there are tickets on sale there. We also have, across all social media platforms, we have an incredible array of businesses that are already involved. We have excellent exhibition support as well, because once we give the information and educate and empower women about all the different specialty areas, we also have exhibitors that will be supporting that particular person to navigate as well outside of the conference. So we have people like chest, heart and stroke. We also have people like Action Cancer. We have Versus Arthritis, etc. So this is a journey that the person and the business will go on, and certainly we will be around all year. The conference is just the annual conference event.
And would most businesses pay the tariff on behalf of their female member of staff?
It just varies depending on the size of the business. But again, going back to the Health Minister's action plan, 3-year plan, and he is trying to secure funding as well for this. So this is something that I'm sure will go into businesses and sectors, that it will be part of their funding stream. I can only speak for medicine, but in terms of, there are personal people, that people want to go personally and they pay their own, and then there are businesses that will do it. So it's a variety. But certainly it is very worthwhile. It's been looked after, nurtured for the last number of months, so it should be a really, really good day.
How much is a ticket?
We have actually 20% off at the moment, so we're to, I think it's 129 plus VAT, so it's very reasonably priced. It's a lovely day as well. It's obviously, you're getting a lot of education on the event, but you're also getting networking and collaborating and partnerships, hopefully with different sectors as well, on the day. And you're getting a lunch. Mm-hmm. And of course then we will make it very lighthearted as well as actually getting into the crux of the education.
Having said all of that, however, and people will be shouting this at the radio, if you don't have a business who would be supporting you through your journey at work, a price like that would be prohibitive for, mm-hmm. for a lot of people who would love to get the information that you're going to be giving out in spades.
And we know that. And so we would encourage businesses to support their staff, because at the moment, across every single sector of business across this island of Ireland, they are having challenges to retain a workforce, including my own. And so I suppose what you need to think about as a business is, well, how are you supporting them? You know, so how are you making sure that they come into work and that they have the most productive working day that they possibly can? And if you aren't thinking like that as a business, then I think that's something that you should be doing, because where else have we got to go? But in answer to your question, the first part I would say is that we do have Bodytalk Live smaller events throughout the year, and we will be catering for a number of different areas and sectors. And again, that comes from being a working GP. I know exactly what our patients need, and that's what I will deliver.
How important do you think this is, Sal, for women generally, and what sort of questions do you think women would be asking?
Well, today, actually, separate to Carla's work, I am actually going to deliver a talk on the menopause policy to a university today. So it's the policy's been implemented into the university. So I would give maybe every sort of couple of months to a particular organisation, both private and public sector. And the organisation today are about to be taken into consideration the menopause policy, and I'll be talking about the nutritional factors, lifestyle elements, and different points of prevention, as well as identifying and differentiating between, say, menopausal symptoms and other ones, and not just branching everything under, oh, it must be menopause, because it might actually be something else, at which point you would go to the likes of Carla.
And do you think women are being listened to more than they would have been a decade ago?
Absolutely, and it's great, and I'm definitely part of that shift in movement. I want to be part of that, and helping people, helping women empower themselves in a way that should be standard practice rather than some kind of shouting it from the rooftops. It should just be incremental. It should be fundamental to the basis of everyone's existence, whether you're a man or a woman, to be heard.
And finally, Carla, is there one for men, or have you already done that one?
Yes, of course. So, of course. So I absolutely. I have a men's health ready to go. So yes, we are focusing on prioritising women's health. But of course, I'm a GP. So I have worked up other areas as well. And men's health is coming next.
All right. Dr. Carla Devlin, thank you very much. Sal, thank you as well. This is the U105 phone-in. Good morning.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.